When the only constant in life is change, you need to be ready. This is the Man-Made Survival Show.
Hello everybody, my name is Jose Pro Man-Made Survival, and thank you so much for coming back to the channel and watching this video. I want to thank everybody that has left a comment, everybody that has subscribed, everybody that has liked the video and shared it. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and give you the updated numbers for the coronavirus as of today. Today is February 6, 2020. And the number infected as officially reported is 28,262, with 565 that have very unfortunately passed away. And those are the numbers that they're giving us. Possibly the numbers are way higher, as I've explained in another video. I encourage you to go back and read it, or not read it, but watch it. And but anyways, let's get into this. And what we're going to talk about today is how people will react in a true emergency. Okay, something happened in New York yesterday, and there was this person that attacked a woman just because she was wearing a face mask. And what happened is that he called her a deceased B word, pretty much. Okay, and the lady told him to go away. And instead of him going away, he got very close to her face and then just hit her in the head with an audible sound. So that means they hit her pretty hard. Okay, and somebody went on to say, this person is @x_Jinko. She said, or he said, "It's incredible how much hysteria the coronavirus news has created. Please be safe out there, y'all. Wearing a mask in New York City right now marks you as a target. Please be careful and stand up for your friends." Now, as of right now, we have no emergency in the United States as far as the coronavirus is concerned. Okay, we have a lot of other things to be concerned about. But as far as the coronavirus, we do not have a pandemic or epidemic, whichever one you want to use. So the point is, if people are already this nervous over the coronavirus, and there's still not an issue with it here in the United States, as it is in Wuhan and throughout China, then you can expect people to get very, very nasty, very, very quickly in a real emergency, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's war, whatever the case may be, okay? Especially to the people that do not have any preparations in place. Those people are gonna be the ones that freak out the most, because their whole world is gonna be brought down and they will not know how to react. They will not know where to get food from, where to get water from. And even if they did, they will probably try to steal it from people, okay? The government more than likely will step in and try to help, but we know that they cannot help everybody. This is the reason why you gotta help yourself before something happens. I'm about to play that video on what happened that shows them in the subway. Here we go.
Yo, come
on. Don't fucking touch me.
Go. Yo, go. Come on.
Don't fucking touch me.
Go.
All right, so you see, right? This guy kicks and hits this woman, knocks her on the ground, and you know this lady's trying to help her get this guy away from her, but that didn't happen. Now, this is just somebody nervous about the coronavirus. How would people react in a real emergency? Let's just go back a few months ago to Black Friday. What, that was 2-3 months ago at the end of November? How people act in those days. So what I'm going to do from this point on, I'm going to play video of people on Black Friday and people in a real emergency, like in Venezuela. Okay? People stealing stuff, you know, from from one of the hurricanes to a real emergency like it happened in Puerto Rico. The difference between the two is that one group of people, their belly is full, their wallet is full, and they still act the fool. On the other side, people are suffering, real suffering, you know, with their belly most likely empty and very desperate for supplies. You can see the spectrum of both sides of when things are good and you want to save a buck to when things are really, really bad and you don't know what to do anymore or where to get supplies from. So thank you so much for watching this video, and I'll encourage you to watch the next video. We're going to talk about the food shortages that are more than likely coming this year or next year. Thanks, everybody. And as we say here, always ready.
On a good day, the shelves of this grocery store were largely empty. Now they contain nothing at all. Huge inflation and widespread shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods have led to mass looting across Venezuela.
Vandalism ruined everything. They burned everything, destroyed everything.
Today we are hungry, and tomorrow we will be hungrier still because there is nothing.
In the chaos of mass demonstrations, dozens of supermarkets, restaurants, and cargo trucks have been looted by crowds, often driven by hunger. Restaurants in cities like Valencia remain closed, as do many of the country's shops. People have to queue for hours to buy basic supplies, which have often run out by the time they reach the front. The economic crisis has sparked 2 months of massive protests against the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. Protesters are demanding early elections to remove Maduro. They say his plan to reform the constitution will only strengthen his grip on power. The opposition has refused to back down, leaving division and violence across Venezuela, which is only likely to get worse. Christine Pirovolakis, TRT World.
Insurance agencies estimate they will pay out somewhere around $10 billion to cover losses because of Hurricane Florence. Parts of the Atlantic coast may never be the same again. And millions around the world are offering their helping hands.
But authorities say a group of people from the Pittsburgh area took advantage of the tragedy to grab things for themselves. Paul Martino has the story.
The images are heartbreaking. Florence flooding the southeast, leaving behind a path of death and destruction. In these dark times, most people lend a hand and offer some much-needed support. But a group of guys from the Pittsburgh area are accused of turning the tragedy into an opportunity to make a quick buck. They are Brian Cosgrove of Bethlehem, Nicholas Leone of Smicksburg, Indiana County, Nicholas Schaefer of Penn Hills, and Casey Hartzell from Marion Center, also in Indiana County. They're all locked up now in an eastern North Carolina jail. Police say this foursome traveled to the Atlantic coast to supposedly help clean up, but quickly turned their attention to looting. Police say they broke into a gas station using chainsaws. When officers arrived, the burglar alarm was going off as the group pillaged the gas station. They're all charged with a half dozen felonies, including possession of stolen goods and drugs. Besides breaking and entering, Cosgrove's also charged with resisting arrest. Police say he tried to flee. Unfortunately, looting is not unusual during natural disasters.
So we do have some National Guard members that are deployed in a security role. But basically, their mission is just to patrol and make sure that everything's, there's no, you know, looting or anything like that going on.
Paul Martino, KDKA TV.
The Man-Made Survival Show.